All right, we're going to put our heads together and try to come up with a winning Junks weekend parlay. It's three Junks, three guys behind the glass. We're going to see if we can make it work. Try to make $10 into a lot more than $10. We'll give you an exact number once we get all the picks in. All right, who's going to lead off?
All right, you want to go behind the glass?
I'll start.
Grab a t-shirt. Grab the
I'll get
the
us
reins.
Going here. All right. It's the end. We're getting close to football season, getting close to the touchdown parlay. So we'll get off baseball soon. But there is an intriguing game tonight. We're going to go all the way to the bottom of the schedule.
Okay.
Blue Jays Dodgers.
Yeah.
On the mound tonight, Max Scherzer versus Clayton Kershaw.
Oh. Combined age, what, about 80?
It's got to be.
One?
At least. I mean, this is a 2014 epic showdown right here. Let's go with Max over 5.5 strikeouts. The Dodgers do strike out a lot, even Ohtani. It's plus 100. He had 11 strikeouts on July 27th. Yeah. He had five last time out. He's going to throw 90-something pitches. I think we can get over 5.5 strikeouts for Max Scherzer tonight for the Blue Jays.
Why am I seeing it in alt strikeouts and it's listed as minus 260?
Click on popular plus. And then player strikeouts.
Popular. Okay. There we go.
Max Scherzer.
Player strikeouts.
Two and one.
So you're going over 5.5?
Yep.
All right. You're in. You got it.
Yeah, both Scherzer and Kershaw combined are 7-3, ERA probably around 4. So those old guys are still kind of getting it done. All right. You want to stay behind the glass?
Sure, let's do it.
Who's up?
I'll take it.
All right.
So it's slow time of the year for sports, but I found the diamond in the rough. The Washington Commanders, they're not the only local team playing in Massachusetts this weekend. Maryland Whipsnakes are taking on the Boston
nice.
Cannons.
Got a PLL play. I like it.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on ESPN+. Give me the Whipsnakes money line plus 100. When they played earlier in the summer, it was a great game. Boston won 13-12. But, you know, the Whipsnakes, they're kind of slacking this year. They're 3-6, last in their conference. And, you know, us being minority owners, That's not good representation. They got to get it together, and it all starts tomorrow in Boston.
Very good.
In Boston.
Love that bit. I'll never stop doing that bit.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go back to baseball tonight. All right. I can't really see me doing any bets on preseason football.
Oh, I can see me doing it.
Maybe you can. The Detroit Tigers tonight are hosting the Los Angeles Angels. All right, this game's at 7:10, Comerica Park in Detroit. Tarik Skubal is a huge favorite tonight. Stud pitcher for the Tigers. He's 11-3. ERA is 2.18. He currently is third in the league in strikeouts behind Garrett Crochet and Zach Wheeler. He's got 181 strikeouts, just two behind Crochet. He and Crochet are probably battling for the Cy Young. I think Skubal's going to win it. And Skubal's averaging almost 11.5 strikeouts per nine innings. Okay. Tonight, he's facing the Angels. What team leads the league in strikeouts? That would be the Los Angeles Angels.
Like it.
Skubal is probably going to get to double-digit strikeouts, but I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to go over 8.5 strikeouts for Tarik Skubal tonight at home against the Angels.
All right.
I think it's about even money.
Got a lot of strikeouts on the board in this parlay so far.
All right. You want me to get in there?
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking about maybe doing one of the totals for one of the preseason games, maybe even the Commanders game, but, you know, who knows? They may not score a lot of points, but Drabby, I mean, can I do this? I want to do two or more rushing touchdowns in the game tonight.
For the game?
I don't think that's good. They're not going to light the world on fire through the air, right? Our receiving targets, our top guys aren't even there. But we do have some guys that have some experience. Jerry McNichols, Chris Rodriguez. Of course, everybody wants to see Bill, Krosky Merritt. You got Kaz Allen. We've got some guys in there that I think they could get in the end zone. So I'm going to take, yeah, the Commanders to score two or more rushing touchdowns tonight. I think it's plus 280.
Mm. I have no idea where to find that.
Nice
bet.
Number.
Just on more
click
wagers.
On team props and then you scroll down. It works.
Yeah. Plus 280, two or more rushing touchdowns.
All right,
the game's going to be, you know, like no one's going to be paying attention in the third and fourth quarter.
Right.
And some of these guys, like a C-Rod or a McNichols, are going to score a touchdown and we're going to get there.
Okay. You're in plus 280. It's the biggest plus number so far on the board.
Maybe Bill gets in there.
Bill might get it. You like it? I kind of like it, to be honest with you.
I love it. Yeah, let's go.
I like it.
All right, Cakes, what do you got? You got something in the preseason?
Even though all of the preseason games last night went over, and at least one went over by a lot, I hate unders, but I'm taking the under in the Panthers-Browns tilt. And it's only 32.5, but hear me out. Is Shedeur Sanders going to light it up in the spotlight?
He might. I mean,
is Jack Plummer going to do work for the Carolina Panthers? Because you know you're not going to see Bryce Young. You're probably not going to see much of Andy Dalton, who's the backup. You're probably going to see a third stringer. By my math, they would need four touchdowns and two field goals to go over this number, and I just don't see that happening in this preseason game. Under 32.5 points. Oh, it sounds gross to say. That's at minus 105. It's in. It's on the board.
Looking for an under.
I don't love it. I don't love it, but I just...
I mean, you never bet unders.
I could see that being like a 14-10 final. Just big old snore fest.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm banking on.
All right. So give us the prop.
You can't forget Ben.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to go back to the baseball diamond, I guess.
Benjamin. What's up?
No, you're good. And if you missed the series between the Nationals and the cityless Athletics now.
Vagabonds.
I don't blame you. I really can't blame you for not wanting to watch Nationals baseball right now, but you did miss out on one thing, and that's Shea Langeliers.
Yeah.
Dude is a superstar. 3-homer game, nearly 4. Had 5 hits in that game. If you need some confidence, play against the Washington Nationals, and then he's going to Baltimore, another terrible team. Langeliers, 2 hits tonight.
Ooh, 2-plus hits. All right. He is at plus 155 for that.
Is he still leading off? I know he's
I'd assume.
Up. Yep.
All right, nice. Here is your
give us
6-leg parlay.
Recap.
Got under 32.5 in Browns Panthers. You got the Whips on the money line against the Boston Cannons. Max Scherzer and his old, probably close to dead arm, over 5.5 strikeouts. Tarik Skubal over 8.5 strikeouts. The Commanders need 2 rushing touchdowns and Shea Langeliers to record 2-plus hits. A $10 wager wins us $1,422.41. Doesn't look happy. Trav,
you wanted it to be
putting like $250-some bucks in your pocket?
I mean, barely pays the cable bill.
I mean,
I'll take it.
We'll take it. This one actually, I feel like, has a little bit of a chance to win. But we might hit this one.
You say that every week.
I do say that every week.
I actually think we're going to hit. I'm confident I'm going to hit mine.
I'm confident we're going to hit the touchdown parlay once the NFL season starts. But that doesn't happen for another month.
You can buy a lot of smelling salts with that $1,000.
Oh, yeah, you could. You could buy, like, big Amazon boxes filled with them.
Is there still any juice left in the bottle?
Yeah. Well, really? Right before 8 o'clock during this break.
Yeah.
Let's pass this around.
All right.
Set the tone a little bit.
All right.
So go place that bet or fade it. Do that at your peril. Don't forget, Demoris Smith is going to join us in studio in just about an hour. He'll be promoting his new book, Turf Wars. So Demoris Smith joins us at 9 a.m. here on The Junks.